topic of what happens when we find a psul in a Sefer Torah, something which unfortunately has been halacha lemaisa here a few times. So what's the halacha when we find a psul? Actually, several different shitas as to how to proceed, and a fascinating background to the discussion. The Gemara asks in Maseches Gittin and Daf Samach, what is the halacha with regard to reading Kriyas HaTorah from a Chumash? When it says Chumash, it means a scroll with one of the Chamisha Chumashei Torah. So the Gemara's conclusion is, we cannot read Kriyas HaTorah from a Chumash because of Kvod HaTzibur. So it comes along the Rambam in a Tshuva and says, you see that apparently reading from a kosher Sefer Torah is not something which is built in inherently to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. The only reason you can't read from a Chumash is because of Kavod HaTzibur. It's a technical side problem, but it's not built in that you have to read from a kosher Sefer Torah. Let's say you have a Sefer which includes all of the Chamisha Chumashei Torah, but it has some sort of a technical psul. It's missing a letter, two letters are connected, whatever the case may be. So the Rambam writes, it's no problem whatsoever to have Kriyas HaTorah from that Sefer, which is in fact pasul. And you can make brachas on it. And this was actually done in the presence of the Rif and the Rimi Gash. And the Rambam writes la'alacha that it would be permissible to have Kriyas HaTorah from the Pasul Sefer Torah. The Rambam is not a Das Yachid, but the majority of you in the Rishonim is not like that. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh all write that absolutely not. That it's built into Kriyas HaTorah, that one must read from a kosher Sefer Torah. And according to this, Psak, if you would go ahead and find a mistake in the end of Kriyas HaTorah, you'd have to start again. Everything you did until now really didn't count, because Kriyas HaTorah means from a kosher Sefer Torah. So, La'alacha, although the Ramah does quote two opinions about if you have no other Sefer Torah, can you read from a pasul Sefer Torah, La'alacha generally assumed that one cannot, that one has to read from a kosher Sefer Torah. Nonetheless, the opinion of the Rambam and the Tshuva is not totally dismissed, practically speaking, as follows. What happens when we find a mistake? So according to the opinion of Rav Rishonim, as mentioned, really one should just start, one should have to redo everything that one already read. And that, in fact, is the psak of the Gra. However, the Marib Bei Rav said, hold on a second, that we're going to paskin that you need to read from a kosher Sefer Torah, mikan lahaba. But l'mafreya, we're willing to be somech on that opinion of the Rambam in the Tshuva. And therefore, if one is in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah and one finds a mistake, you don't need to redo everything you've read until now, but you cannot continue forward. You cannot do anything mikan lahaba to rely on this Sefer. It means you cannot read any additional psukim, nor can you make a bracha concluding the aliyah that you were just reading. But l'mafrei, you don't have to redo anything. Who is the Talmud of the Marib Bei Rav of Yosef Kara? And this is a psak in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. That if you find a mistake in the middle of the Kriya, that you don't have to redo what you did until now, but you can't do anything else moving forward. You have to take out a new Sefer and continue that Kriya, read at least three psukim until you can end the Aliyah. There is an additional opinion of the Mordechai, and the Mordechai makes a little bit of a different pshara between the Shitas. He says we're willing a little bit more to rely on the Tshuva, the Tshuva Saramam. So he says, if you find a mistake in the Sefer in the middle of the Kriya, so end the Aliyah as fast as possible. What does that mean? It means if you're in a place right now where you can end the Aliyah, the person already read three psukim and it's not within two psukim of the beginning or end of a paragraph, of a parsha, so then make the bracha now at the conclusion of the Aliyah. If you're at a place where you cannot end the Aliyah, so read further in the Pasul Sefer until the nearest possible place where you can end the Aliyah, and then make the bracha and end the Aliyah right there. That's the opinion of the Mordechai. And the Magen Avraham writes that in a place where there's no minig, that he thinks that one should follow the opinion of the Mordechai. The Ramah makes a further compromise between these two compromise shittas of Marib Bei Rav and the Mordechai. So he says, if you find a mistake in the middle of the Kriya, and you're at a place where you can end the Aliyah right now, end the Aliyah, make the bracha at the end of the Aliyah, take out a new Sefer and continue on from there. If you're at a place where you cannot end the Aliyah, then he says to do like the Mechaber says, and just stop and take out a new Sefer and continue on from there. So really, several different shitas la'alacha. Again, the Gra would say you have to redo everything. I don't think that's the common practice. Magen Avraham says you could even continue reading in the Pasul Sefer until the nearest point where you can possibly end an Aliyah. Mechaber says you don't have to redo, but stop right here. and take out a new sefer and continue, and then make the bracha at the end of the aliyah. The Rama writes, and the Mishnah Berurah says, in a place where there's no established minhag, so then once you follow the Rama, at least Ashkenazim, that if you can end the aliyah right here, make the bracha and end the aliyah. If not, so then take out a new sefer, continue, and continue the kriya from there. Have a great day.